Thank you. About the piece of technology, I was very inspired about, by being invited to come here to talk to you about my project, which is something I'm really excited about, and I haven't had the opportunity to talk to anyone about it in a forum like this before. And then I thought, I may as well find something which is in line with the idea of open learning and open source and open everything. So I found this software online. It's called Prezi, and it just changed a little bit from PowerPoint. I'm someone who likes to tell stories, and I thought that is a very good way to tell a story, better than a PowerPoint, which goes like that. But also just wanted to try something. So what I'm going to talk to you today about is an idea that I had for creating a project that it relates to producing and using mobile lectures in urban design. So I'll give you a bit of background, I'm hoping the presentation will work, on the project. It started from a personal realization that we teach urban design, which is about things that happen outside, inside of the classroom. So this is a very common situation in urban design, and even more common is this situation we are here now on, sitting students one behind the other, and me or my colleagues just telling them, what urban design principles are about, and showing them pictures that we nick from the internet, whether copyrighted or not copyrighted, we just nick and use. And I'm not saying that is a bad model, because the students have, and they gave positive reviews and everything. I just felt a bit frustrated myself that we needed to go outside. There was some evidence as well from our evaluations of the course that the students were getting the principles from the lectures and applying them without actually understanding which type of consequence, social and spatial consequence, they had out there in the environment. Because, of course, we all walk around the environment, but our idea was that they should walk around in a much more aware situation than, just going from A to B or visiting a friend or etc. The other thing was, I've been doing some work with a colleague on international students, especially Asian students, and how many difficulties they have to understand UK urban design principles and then to apply it, because they have to apply to the design of an area. So all this came to my head, and I was thinking, well, what can we do, to help all that? So we need to... That's the aim in urban design. That's what we wanted to create. We wanted to create space that people feel comfortable, can enjoy, and can feel safe, and, just move around as they wish. That first situation I showed you is the traditional way of teaching in urban design, inside of the classroom. What we wanted to do is get the students out there to feel what it's like to walk around things like active edges, permeable streets, perimeter blocks, etc., etc. So how can we get the students out to experience urban design principles on limited resource? Because that was a key thing. I started to say, well, we have to get the students and go outside every week, take them on field trips, etc. But we haven't got money, we haven't got staff, we haven't this, we haven't that. And that made me even more frustrated. So having said that, I'll just open a brackets here to say that I felt very naive today listening to all your presentations, because I started all that knowing very little, or even ignoring all these things about copyright, and I didn't know anything about open source. That was something that didn't really come to my mind at the start of the project. Started to come to my mind later on, because I enrolled on training course on every single subject you can imagine, copyright, radar, this, trying to figure how this would work. So I came up with this idea, right? So we need, if we can't go out with the students, and perhaps we shouldn't really, at least we need some mobile type of thing that they can take out, and at the same time that they listen to us, they can experience the environment and feel, how it feels to have an active neighborhood, let's say. So I wrote a proposal saying, I need some iPods, I'm going to design some mobile lectures, and I'll get the students to pilot this to see how it's going to work. I applied for teaching fellowship, Brooks Teaching Fellowship. No, not relevant. So I thought, all right, so I'm going to send to someone else. This was because I thought that with one of this, it could be an iPod, could be anything, could be an Android, could be a mobile phone, whatever. Just I was very, you know, I just had got my iPhone, so I thought, this is great. They can watch anywhere. They can capture things as well. And then I'll talk about it later on. They can also contribute to increasing the experience. They can edit as they go. They can share, send to YouTube, Facebook, whatever they want, and take anywhere, anytime. Then I got refused by Brooks. And immediately after, I got this call from the Higher Education Academy for innovation in teaching. I printed a PDF, saved with another name, sent, got the grant. Then I bought 10 iPhones to give to my students. No, 10 iPods Touch to give to my students. And then I was faced with the nightmare of having to deliver this whole thing, which was a very nice idea, but involved loads of skills that I didn't have. I had no idea where to learn all those skills. And I had put in my proposal that I needed a website because I wanted everyone to contribute to that project, and I wanted the students to be able to download the lectures wherever they were. Yeah? So I went on designing, learning how to design a website. We'll talk about all the skills I had to learn. Now, this is... I'm an urban designer. Yeah, I'm a designer by background, so I knew the colors I wanted, I knew how I wanted the information in there, but I didn't know how to design a website. I had, the only videos I had done were from my baby daughter, you know, just on my iPhone. Hyperlinks, interactive PDFs, all that people started to say, why don't you do that? Why don't you? It just, you know, became very overwhelming. And I thought, but I need to take all that into account because these are people who are really in the area who are telling me how it could work much better. So we started to talk with the e-learning people in the IT and other people who are into videos and some friends in Brazil saying, why don't you do that? Right. So I designed the website. And just before we visit the website, I just wanted to talk to you about why open, because this is the whole thing. I could talk about the different aspects, but why I decided that I wanted a website. I didn't want it to be behind Brooks' staff number and password or student number and password. First, because I'm from Brazil, so I have this personal motivation. I want people over there to also benefit from all these lectures. In urban design, I think 90% of our students are from overseas. And I want them to go back home, back to their teaching positions, which they usually go, and be able to use all the stuff that they use here. From that and from the teaching course that I did here at Brooks, which is really what inspired me as well to think about that in a more structured way because I can be everywhere, I thought there is a real good opportunity to use that not only as a teaching tool, but as a research as well, cross-cultural research in urban design. So I thought, there's something like that. And requirement from CIBE, which is the Center for Education Environment, built environment. I've run them to say, thanks for the grant. And they said, well, what about, is it going to be open source? And I said, well, it can be. I mean, yes, I thought it as open source, but, you know, I never really thought much about that. But the whole philosophy behind it was, yes, I want it open. So much so that I had to register a domain for myself because I didn't want it to be behind anything. I want it to be really on people's face. I want to use, I want to contribute. That's what I'm going to do. So let's go back. I'll show you quickly the website and what's involved in that. So this is the website. So there's a little bit of explanation. Now I know from other people who design websites it's too heavy on text, blah, 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 blah. I'll deal with that in the summer. Just to say that I've started all that, everything, on the 22nd of November, 2010, not 2009. And I knew nothing about most of the stuff. Anyway, so I put that. There's pictures of my sister, my father, because I didn't have any other pictures that weren't copyright that I could use in the website. So I have family pictures, my daughter's faith, etc. Now, so people come in, and they can go to the mobile lectures. And here is where these are all, this is the what I call the Oxford collection, because, of course, from November, I could only go around where I live and film around there. Yeah. So I did some two first mobile lectures here about the interior of a perimeter block. I'm not going to go into the details. Then I got the first person, that's about persuasion. First other person in the department to contribute. Yes, he is my husband, so I told him to do it. But the idea was, but he's also the expert in sustainable mobility, so that was good. But I told him it is no good a website which is about me saying things. I need to get everyone in the department to contribute. So Tim did this, and it's him. He also used his research into that because he has he's doing research on using a camera in his helmet. So he talked about that, his research. And then I showed that to a small group in the Urban Design Center. And Ian Bentley, who's the guy who started Urban Design, said, I want to contribute. I think that's great. I want to contribute. So somehow this is starting to happen. So all this are podcasts, or I don't know if you say videocasts. I also had to learn about that and less from the graphics workshops. Helped me a lot. I didn't understand about podcasts or iTunes or anything. So you can download to any mobile device, because you imagine, these are not, you can watch in front of your computer, but it's about experiencing. So you need to download to something you can take out. You're not going to take your computer like that. So they needed to be podcasts, because you don't have wireless everywhere. So you won't have wireless outside. We were joking yesterday that the best place to get wireless in the building where I teach is in the ladies' loo. And I can't get my students, you know, all in the ladies' loo to watch all the pictures. So podcasts, so now they can be downloaded here and people can walk around and experience whenever they want. So, but they can also go online. So that's one of the mobile lectures. I know we haven't got the plug-in, but I'll show you later on. I'm going to have to do that because...
You just have to run this time, it might work.
Where? Go back?
Yeah.
Yeah?
At the top, let's run this time.
I see. Excellent. You see? That's why I benefited so much from help from other people, because I don't know. So here's the lecture. Here is an embedded Google map. So if I'm in Brazil and I find that very interesting and I want to know where it is, I can zoom out and zoom in like that. And the lecture is, let's just play a little bit. That's Ian Bentley talking about the importance of vegetation in urban areas. I'll just quickly read it.
Here we are, here in the centre of Oxford, but at the end of Bond Street, which was just outside the old city wall. So you can see all these kind of old monumental buildings that most of you will be familiar with. One of the things you can notice is that there's no signs of nature, there's no trees at all. Moving out of town.
Right, so you can see they are not the type of those cheesy lectures that someone mentioned before. It's really me walking around with this, capturing the lectures like that, And then I had to go on a course to learn how to edit a video because I didn't know as well. So they're not the best videos. My students now are doing a much better job. But it works. I mean, it's someone talking about the principles. People can download, can experience. It can also watch somewhere else if they're not in the place. But it's a useful resource for teaching. There is this thing about the international experience, and you see page under construction. Because I started in November, this is an idea, but I didn't have time yet to go anywhere else, to film anything. But I've been already invited to go, and I'm going now on the 8th of April to Brazil, and I have two universities and one local authority that will engage the staff and the students to start getting the Brazilian collection here as well. And hopefully, because there's so many people from all over the world, you know, I need to work on the marketing of that. This will become better and better. Now, there are some guidelines on how to contribute. They need to be better, but I just thought I needed to put something to get it going. And then people who are involved in the project by being part of a peer review group. So it's not anything that will be uploaded. People have to get in touch. We have to peer review. And then this is malleable. I mean, this whole project is very malleable, as you get the idea, because it's a new thing. I don't know the shape it will take. So if someone proposes a lecture from the Philippines, we need to get someone from the Philippines to hear in this panel, because I don't know anything about urban design in the Philippines. But because we are in touch with many people from around the world, we think that this is not going to be a problem. So let's go on with the presentation. Oh, sorry. Right. Let me see if it's going to work. So that's why you open. And then... Sorry. God, I knew it was going to be a problem now. Right. Never mind. I'll use this. So who is it for? That's me. That's my idea. Yeah. I want anyone in the world who's interested in urban design to be able to access that website and do whatever they want with that. If they want to download the lectures and copy and paste and I don't mind. There's no problem whatsoever. And I asked Tim and I asked Ian Bentley, and they said, as long as they listen at least once, we want to spread the principles of urban design and hopefully get some comments. Now, that's when I started to feel very naive in the beginning, because maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. But that's where everything else, you know, all the help comes into it. How is it managed? I talked a little bit. It's a malleable project. You know, I'm adapting as we go now. The students now are suggesting things, and I'm changing as I go. The students were piloting it. So now I'll just talk about the support. So all these are things that I had to think about, and I definitely had no idea about many of them. I had a very strong idea of what I wanted. I knew all the colors, I knew how things should go together, I knew who I wanted to use it, who I wanted to contribute, but I didn't know about, you know, how to do things like use Photoshop, you know, how to do podcasts, and then the wiki, and et cetera, et cetera. And I got all the support I had from you guys in the e-learning. And I also learned so much on Google, so much. I want to have a code that will do this. How can I do that code HTML in Google? Here, copy and paste. So that's how I learned. So one thing I'm telling the students now is that if they don't learn anything about urban design, at least I want them to be able to learn independently, because then they can, you know, get to do stuff like that. But so that's all the introduction to the project. And then there is, of course, a closed part to this project, which is definitely against my will, because I would like everything to be open, which is the module who's pilot, that is piloting the project. And I don't see why the module, handbook, why all the information I give to the students, why the stuff that they're producing couldn't be, cannot be also open source. I mean, I even created a knee book for the module handbook that can be downloaded. And I have changed stuff in my other modules over time, inspired by other module handbooks that I've seen online. So somehow I feel it's wrong to have that. So I started with no closed locks. Everything was open. And then we asked the students to do 30 seconds video introducing themselves. And then they started to nick things from Hollywood films and things like that. And then we thought, maybe we should, you know, close for a while and see what happens. Such a pity. I would love this to work. But there is an open element to that, which is the students have to produce two pieces of work. This is an undergraduate module in planning. It's an urban design module, but it's in planning, and it's first year undergraduates. They have to produce two things. They were two videos. Now they have found out one of the students posted the link to the wiki saying, we can do interactive PDFs, and that's much more interesting and exciting, and we can mix everything, text and video and everything. Can we do that? Yeah, why not? So I'm opening that bit up and see what they come up with. But their contributions will peer review everything, and then they will be uploaded to the website. And the results of that, we don't know yet, because they haven't submitted anything. Their presentation is actually on Friday, their first presentation. So we still haven't received any students' work to evaluate the quality. My hint is that we'll have really, really good work, because they are extremely engaged with that. They're also being able to exchange information and knowledge. And I can only imagine that if these students are engaged, I think everyone else who starts to use the website, or at least I wish that, will also perhaps increase their levels of engagement with the subject as well. So students are proposing different formats. I've just talked. This is a quote from one international student. This is the type of people who I think will go back to where they come from, and they will keep on using stuff like that. This is just a short bit. I asked them to write a reflective statement on the use of the mobile lectures. And it's all on the wiki, and the wiki is really, really rich with their reflective statements, and it's really very good results. So ripple effect. Let me go here because I can't read it. What's been happening? So I had one department staff that I asked to do, but the other one volunteered, which I thought was good. I mean, this is just starting, isn't it? Two universities and one local authority in Brazil interested in participating, and I'm going now in April. I'm also applying for another scholarship now to develop the international bit, so I can go to other places and give lectures and help people to use. And then I became aware of radar and different things, you know, that I can also use, and it's open source. And I've started to organize with my colleagues stuff that we can put in the teaching collection, very much inspired by your diagram of the lever. I went to a training course and said, that's a really good idea, so let's do one that works like that for urban design. So now we have our urban design. It's ready just to upload to Radar, which I didn't have time. So things like that are starting to happen. But I still think we need a lot of work, because people don't know much about this, and some of them say, forget it, I've been using the same image and I'm not going to go for and try to find copyright. That's just the reality. Issues still to solve. I need to find the way to advertise this to everyone and say, look, this is here for you to use. It's free. You can use, just comment. You don't even need to contribute if you don't want. Just make use of it. But I have some ideas. I'm going to send emails to UK universities. I have to think about in other countries, you know, how do we deal with the technical difference? Not everyone has an iPhone or an Android or something they can carry. They can watch in the computer and go, but I have to think about all that. And I think it will give me a much better idea when I actually go to these countries now. What about language difference? I don't want this project to be like only used by US, UK, and whoever else speaks English. I want people in Brazil to be able to use it. I want people everywhere in the world, and we can't suppose they all speak English because that's not true. So I have to put subtitles. I found a website that has different language subtitles, which is really good, so I'm trying to copy that. And then this issue here, which is my ghost, the copyright issue. I don't know. I'm being advised all the time how to deal with copyright, the videos. I'm in touch with the legal department all the time because it's videos outside. So I checked if we could have the license numbers, and they said, "Ah, yeah, no problem." But I'm always being advised, especially a lot, because I don't know anything about it. So I feel like I really need support on that. So that's it, then. That's the project. It's a bit like still being built and in the middle of its pilot. But the whole idea is that I want it to be open for use and contributions. So I need to work on that as soon as the semester finishes. And I have some holiday as well.